I think there'd be more atheists than less faithful if you weren't allowed to teach anything. You weren't allowed to mention any gods or any beliefs or atheism, right, until they were 20. I think we see a different pattern. The human brain, when it's young, is a sponge. It has to be. It has to take in all the information. It has to trust its parents and elders to survive. Without question, don't touch the fire. Why not? Don't go near the sun. Don't go near the wolf. Don't touch that spider. Don't touch that. Why not? Just don't. There is a God. What? There is a God. If you're bad, you go to hell. Okay? And if that's constantly confirmed, like all the other things, wolves eat you, black bears kill you, fires burn you, if it's given that same level of credence and truth, you're never going to go over it. It's going to be a lot harder to undo that. I think the myths came up, maybe, you know, often as a stopgap to knowledge until we find out more. You know, the earth is flat, and there we've proved that. Okay, the earth's not flat, we were wrong. Okay. But that's not personal. You don't take that personally. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect your afterlife, you know. And so they often want to hold on to that. But only because of the way they've been conditioned. We know it's fun to tell children there's a Santa Claus. And there's fairies in the bottom of the garden. All these cute things. It's cute till they're 7 or 8. If they're 34, it's a bit embarrassing socially. If you're born in India, you're probably a Hindu. If you're born in America, you're probably a Christian. If you're born in Pakistan, you're probably a Muslim. That's a coincidence, isn't it? You're always born into the right God. Always. Isn't that lucky? I'm born into the right God. All those others are going to hell. But I was born into the right God. It's strange that we hold on to these sort of medieval beliefs. I think it's very important you challenge your own beliefs. I mean that's what science does, really. It doesn't constantly try and prove itself right. It follows the evidence, whatever that is. In fact, it tries to prove itself wrong. It doesn't solve. When science thinks something and then it discovers it was right, it doesn't solve because it found that out too. This is the question I often get, that people say, well, you're an atheist, you know, you're closed-minded. No, I'm not. You know, that's a strange thing to say. I think the opposite is true. I'm going to always follow the evidence, whatever that is. And they say things like, if someone proved to you God existed, would you believe? Of course I would. By definition. In fact, it would be the greatest scientific discovery of all time. Scientists would celebrate. They'd run round. At the moment, we have no evidence for the existence of any God or anything supernatural. Never have. Possibly never will. But who knows? I get asked questions like, well, what do you think it feels like? What do you think? And I would say, what did it feel like for the billions of years before you were born? Like that. And there's also this strange